growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We're committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring you hope for you.
Hello, welcome to today's episode. Thank you for joining us today. Victoria Oluwaferemi is my name. And on today's episode, I'll be talking about prayer in word. Yes, in the last episode, we talked about your mind, being intentional, and being disciplined, and how it's going to help your spiritual growth. And we believe that if you pay attention to these things, you are set on the right course. You need your mind, you need to be intentional, you need to be disciplined in order to experience spiritual growth. So on today's episode, talking about prayer and word as tools for spiritual growth. Prayer and word as tools for spiritual growth. Like, you cannot separate prayer and word. Prayer and the word of God, you cannot separate them together, because you can hardly make a successful prayer or a valid prayer without the word of God. Yes, while we hear people pray today, people go on praying without studying the word of God and without any backup from the word of God. Yes, I'm going to tell you on this episode that prayer built our faith in God's word. In fact, when you have communed with the word of God, prayer is how you build your faith in the word of God. So through prayer, you can establish and deepen your faith in that word that you have received. So you don't receive a word too and begin to go all around, I've gotten a word, I have the word of God. No, you pray. That's how you build faith. Another thing that prayer does, prayer brings you closer to God. Like, this is like a means of communication. I communicate to you every day. Of course, you're getting to know me, I'm getting to know you. So I can actually say prayer is an excellent way of getting closer to God. And again, through prayer, you can increase your gratitude, your thanksgiving, your grateful for what you've enjoyed, the benefits you have received, you know. And that actually is going to now shift your focus from your person. Now, if you begin to show gratitude for the benefit, for the blessings, for every good thing that you've enjoyed, it shows that you are mindful of the supplier. It shows that you are conscious of the person, of the giver. Yes, so you're showing thanksgiving, you're showing that I'm grateful for what you've done. So that is actually shifting focus from yourself to God's plan. And that brings me to say that prayer helps you in understanding God's plan for your life and the word of God, of course. So now I need to tell you why the word of God is so important. Through the word of God, you get to understand God's nature. I mean, God's way. It's like having a constitution. You don't hear it sometimes. You have to go read it, check it up online, search it out. You get to understand a place. In fact, when you go to a new place, you before hearing from people, there are things you do on yourself, by yourself actually. You research in order to be familiarized with that new location or new place, new people. So this is the word of God makes you understand God's nature, His ways, and His intentional plans for you. It makes you understand His person. It makes you understand what it wants from you. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, says that God's word is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, right? That shows that God's word is able to cause a change. When you say something is powerful, it is going to cause a change when we use it. Yes. So when we say it is alive, it can be used anytime. It is active. So don't go about separating the word of God and prayer, trying to say, I will only pray. If I want to grow spiritually, let me go thin and stretch. Take the word of God, sit with the word of God, and pray always. Study the word of God always. Thank you for joining today's episode. I hope you're blessed. Thank you. Feel free to share with your friends, and we welcome feedback. God bless you.